We are in Mirtz Hashem continuing today in Perek Beis in Sefer Shoftim, second chapter. And here, the Navi goes on to describe this transitional period after the death of Yehoshua, and then ushering into the period of the Shoftim. And the Navi describes, actually we're introduced over here in this Perek to Pinchas. He's referred to as a Malach, as an angel. But in this Perek, the Navi begins to describe a dynamic that unfortunately would mark a good part of the Jewish trajectory in the generations ahead, which was that after the death of Yehoshua and after the death of the elders, so there was a certain severing of a link to the past. In other words, Yehoshua, the elders, these were parts of the generation, some of whom saw Yitzias Mitzrayim, some of whom went ahead and experienced life in the desert, and all of whom experienced the miraculous conquering of the land, division of the land. And after this group, Yehoshua and the elders died, so unfortunately people lost their way, which happens. Sometimes people lose a connection to their past and they lose their way. And the Navi describes the dynamic. The Navi says, Klal Yisrael would be afflicted. They would run into problem with their enemies. They would cry out to Hashem. First, there's an earlier part. They would stray. They would stray away from their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam would bring about difficulties, adversity, enemies. Again, because nothing brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than adversity. Same thing brings us closer to each other. And then we'd call out to Hashem for assistance, and Hashem would provide a shofet. He would provide a judge. Now, of course, the judge in this context is someone who's so much more than just adjudicating judicial matters. But the shofet was a religious leader. The shofet was often a military leader. And so the Navi says, that, and this is in Pasuk Yudches, chapter 2, verse 18, V'chi heikim Hashem lohem shoftim, v'haya'im ha-shofet v'yoshim yadai be'em koyim ha-shofet. So again, what would happen? Hashem would go ahead and appoint a shofet. He'd identify a new leader. That leader would help the Jewish people with their difficulties, with their adversity, help them against their enemies. And then what would happen? Then there'd be a period of success, victory, tranquility, quiet. Then the next pasuk says, pasuk yates, vaya bemos ha-shofet yashuvu b'shchisu me'avos olnechas acharei Elohim achirim la'avdam l'shtach avos lahem. And unfortunately, after that period or during that period of tranquility, we would relapse back into our old ways. And we begin to serve other gods and engage in all types of deleterious, negative types of behavior. And then again, the process would start over again. Vayi charaf Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would go ahead and become upset. So you have Klal Yisrael straying, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing about adversity in order to help us, galvanize us to get back on the right path. We'd call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would provide for us a leader, a shofet. Shofet would lead us to victory. Victory ushers in tranquility. But unfortunately, again, in tranquility, we would relapse back into our own ways. And I think that the Navi is teaching us such a profound lesson, which is change is really hard. I think for so many of us, one of the most daunting and overwhelming and disappointing parts of change is that I try to change and I work really hard on something. And for a while, I'm doing good. And then I relapse. And it happens to all of us. We relapse into previous negative behaviors. And it's so disappointing and it's so disillusioning. And often we feel like such a profound failure. How could it be that I'm constantly relapsing into the same behaviors over and over again? It must be I'm never going to change. It must be that this is who I am, and there's really no hope of just moving the personalistic needle. And I think we have to gain and glean a tremendous amount of chizuk from this parak. No, change is difficult. Change is really difficult. And part of change is relapse. And part of change is failure. And part of change is a recognition that, you know what, you're going to try, and most probably you'll fall multiple times. But the ikkar is that I'm trying. The most important thing is that I'm trying. You're right, this is a tragic narrative that occurs over and over and over. But at least it's occurring over and over and over. The fact that it occurs again and again indicates that we keep on getting back up. We keep on trying. Change is a difficult and grueling and sometimes overwhelming process. And we have to be ready to fail in the process of change. But we should never think that failing in the process of change is failure. That's not failure, not complete failure. That's just part and parcel of the process of change. We often think of change as like the cessation of failure. If I change, then by definition, I'm not repeating my past mistakes. That's certainly my goal. But it's important also for us to recognize that a good part of the process of change is falling down and failing. And as long as we have the courage to get back up and try again, even though we're probably going to fail again, that in and of itself is the greatest level of success in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.